This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of
steel isn't strong, boy. Flesh is stronger. Look around you. There, on the rocks, a beautiful girl.
Come to me, my child.
I bought your baby. Drink the fluoride.
That is power. That is strength. Contemplate this on the Tree of War.
That is strength, boy. That is power. The strength and power of flesh. What is steel compared to the hand that wields it? Look at the strength of your body, the desire in your heart. I gave you this. Such a waste.
No, you don't. He'll chop your head off later.
Contemplate this on the Tree of Woe. Crucify him.
Steel isn't strong, boy. Flesh is strong.
That's a lie. The spirit that animates the flesh, that is the strength. Powerful. So you globalists, you soulless people like Sundar, the barbarian, and others, you believe you're conquering us, but you are only testing us. And you and yours will be thrown to the ash heaps of history. All right, Billy. Billy in South Carolina. Thanks for holding. Good to hear from you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
First, I really have to thank you. You've opened all of our eyes from 9/11 on down. My question today is, if the red wave does happen due to you and all the dead votes...
It will not be because of me or because of you. Well, let's be 1,000%.
But like, for you opening people like us our eyes and like the dead votes being taken off and all the illegal votes being out, it could like literally be a humongous red wave. I'm wondering if that happens, are we now going to be a one-party country? And can't we just be American again? Why do we have to be Democrat versus Republican all the time? Can the Democrats stop being against Trump and just be for America again? Like, how
this is really one of the most important questions you could ask. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I'm talking about it with someone on air. You have three branches of government. You have federal and state broken into two. So most of the founders thought we need two parties to further divide things. But then George Washington said that will become factionalism like gangs. He even said flags and colors when it should be all about the freedom of our country and our shared heritage. And he said policy should be debated. But this is the best thinking. The Democrats hope to have the Republicans become a regional party of the South. And then the Democrats will split into a communist party and then a socialist party. What you now see with Bernie Sanders setting up the communist party claiming he's a socialist. This is how they do it. But instead, they become a coastal elite party of elite rich people that own basically the slaves and the renters on the East and West Coast. They're not bad people. They're enslaved. We're coming to free them. And so it looks like the Democrat Party is still going to split into two parties, but on the East and West Coast. And then the Republican Party is becoming the new populist dominant party, which the Blue Bloods tried to stop, which they failed. So we had the plan with the Tea Party that Ron Paul, myself, and others created, that you created, to take over the Republican Party. That plan succeeded because they thought they would take us over and brought the Trojan horse in. I even said all this on air. And Drudge promoted, everybody else did. So Drudge gets the credit, and you get the credit, listeners. It's not about giving credit. You need to know who did it. It's not about InfoWars. And so now we're at this crossroads. What do you think?
I just think a lot of times anything you say 2 weeks, 2 months, sometimes 2 years earlier comes true. And it feels like if I follow the same path, it seems like a red wave is inevitable. Unless the Democrats change their tactics and start making Democrats American again, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm getting a little worried that...
No, I hear you. So let's talk, Billy. Don't hang up. But since I only heard it once yesterday, the massive election fraud they've caught all over Texas is confirmed. Democrats with the names of dead people or folks in nursing homes voting. We'll air that again when we come out of break because it's so critical.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Women are accused of being part of a pay-to-voter fraud ring in Tarrant County.
Tonight, they face dozens of felony charges connected to mail-in ballots. Jason Allen live in Fort Worth tonight. And Jason, this goes back to the primary election in 2016.
Right, Gilma. And that spring, there were more than 16,000 ballots that were mailed in here to the Tarrant County Election Center. Now investigators believe that for some of those ballots, voters hadn't asked for them, they hadn't filled them out, and they didn't know that somebody else did.
While voters were picking presidential candidates at the polls in 2016, ballots sent in by mail in Tarrant County had what investigators now believe were fraudulent signatures and information.
It doesn't match up. This was an accepted ballot.
Political consultant Aaron Harris found a paper trail that he handed over to state investigators that helped lead to nearly 30 felony counts against four women. The women, including Leticia Sanchez and Leticia Tepichin, are accused of requesting ballots for elderly voters, forging signatures, filling those ballots out, and mailing them in.
So the harvesters sit around and fill these out by the hundreds, often by the thousands.
Back in 2016, Governor Greg Abbott posted on Twitter about the fraud investigation in Tarrant County. And while the Attorney General's office referred to the indictments as part of a paid ring, they would not comment on if there would be more charges to come. Harris told us his own research has turned up many more people involved, but recognized the cases are difficult to prosecute.
And just because they may have only been indicted on 1 or 10 or 16 counts doesn't mean they don't have 200 counts, but those are the only 16 they can be proven.
The indictment shows that, at least in these cases, many of the ballots involved were for Democratic candidates. I talked to the Tarrant County Democratic Party chair tonight. She had met one of the women who was involved, but really didn't know the details of the case. And she also questioned the timing of these indictments just a few weeks before the November midterm elections.
War for battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day.
His name's Jesus Christ. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Taking your phone calls right now. Tommy Robinson's set to pop in at the end of the hour. But he's dealing with some court stuff right now. Billy, you're saying if Red Wave does happen and the Dems die out, what happens next?
Yes, sir.
I broke down the fact that the Democrats thought Republicans would become a regional party. That was their dream. They're becoming the regional party of the East and West Coast, literally where they have their renter slaves, as they call them in the WikiLeaks. We're not saying everybody on the East Coast and West Coast are enemies. They're great people. They're just under this globalist control. So we've got to think about trying to free them up and stopping the exodus of their own people into our cities and not waking them up so that they become basically like spores or disease agents of the globalist communist New World Order contagion. But it's an incredible time to be alive right now because it's not just here. It's all over the world. Populist, nationalist, conservative, Christian, free market, anti-globalist candidates are winning, 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 winning. So it is an amazing time to be alive.
All right. I want to let other callers call in. I'm really amazed I even got through. I got one side question, sort of unrelated, but I'm curious. I hope you and Joe Rogan still stay boys. And I'm also wondering how you and Bill Cooper ever got off on the wrong foot, had a misunderstanding. It seems like you guys would have also been really great friends if you had enough time to speak more. So when you have time, you can speak on that if you'd like. If not, just
thank
you.
Listen. I appreciate your call. I've known Joe Rogan. I met him like in 1998. We became friends in 99. He has got about the biggest thing on the internet now as a show. He's the new Jimmy Carson. And then he invited me on his podcast like in February last year. I went on it. It was the biggest podcast ever did up until that point. And still, I think the third biggest podcast he did. And then about 5 weeks ago, he called me and he said, yeah, I'm going to get you on at the end of September, probably. And he said, I'll be in touch. Really appreciate you and all this other stuff. And then I'm not really that worried about it. I mean, I have my own broadcast, do my own thing. I mean, his average show has about 10 million viewers. His big one's 20 million. His top one's like mine, 40-something million. I've done that quite a few times already, so I'm not like puppy dog, hadn't had a big old T-bone or something. I want to reach people, but no response back after that. And so it's just kind of, but I don't know whether he got told don't have him on with the election, or I don't know what's going on. I know they tried to block the podcast when I was on there. And he's afraid of the chaos I'm involved in, or I don't know what the pressure is. I said, hey, do you want me to say I'm coming on? He goes, yeah, go ahead and announce it. So I announced, hey, I'm on at the end of September. And what I told Joe, even at that time, I said, what's weird is if I used to call you, you called me back in a day or two. But I'm all over your show. It's the main topic. I'm sure you're sick of that. I like to set the record straight on some things. But the fact that I don't get a call back is what hurts. I said, I don't need to come on your show. Just call me back. And that's the issue for me is the personal thing. And that's what's very, very irritating. But I'm not upset about that. It's fine with me. I have my own platform. It's not like I'm desperately trying to get on air. They wanted me to do movies and Discovery Channel shows and History Channel shows. And I did like 3 History Channel shows and a couple of Discovery Channel shows that I've done. I've done it all. I've turned it all down. Because it always becomes laborious and it's controlled and it's people like Joe Rogan's experience, his podcast, because it's not filtered. He doesn't tell you what to say. He doesn't control what you do. And it's real. People like that live, real thing. Well, believe me, I got plenty of that myself. The fact they're trying to suppress me and keep me off of all these platforms like iTunes and Spotify and YouTube and Google, where Joe dominates, where I did dominate, but because I won the races. And see, in the real world, when you win the Indy 500 or you get all and they shoot the champagne on you, then you never drive again. Because, see, I was driving a car they didn't want in the race. And I beat them by like 20 laps. It's like Rollerball where they're telling James Caan, like, you've won too many championships, give up. He won't do it. And that's pretty much what he does. So it's not like I'm sitting there going, I've got to be number one, damn it. I'm already number one. And it's the personal thing that gets to me that it's like a rope-a-dope. We don't want Alex bitching about how, you know, your podcast has gone more establishment or whatever. And so we're going to call Alex and tell him, oh, you'll be on, and then just rope-a-dope through the election till it's over. I mean, that's what it smells like. I mean, at a gut level is what it is. And it's just kind of like almost like I don't even want to go to it. Like, if he asked me on now, I think I'm serious. I think I might turn it down. Because who knows what it'll be at that point. You know, it's almost like selling out at that point to go on something like that. But I never turn down live stuff. So one side of me, about 90%, says I'll do it. But worrying about it, like wondering, why does my friend never call me back now? And then why does he say you're on and then I'm not on? And then I forget what was the other question the caller was asking? What was the other question? Listen, I didn't even know who William Cooper was. I wasn't into UFOs. I wasn't into stuff like that. And then I got on air. I was like a John Birch Society type guy, a Ron Paul type guy. And then people would say, hey, get William Cooper on, blah, blah, blah. So I got him on as a guest a few times, whatever. I never even listened to shortwave radio except to like ham radio stuff with my uncle a few times. So then once I got really popular on shortwave on the internet, he was like, you know, I'm bad news and blah, blah, blah. And I just ignored it. And the first time somebody mailed me a tape, it's like Alex Jones wears ruby nipple bobbers. And you don't know what a nipple bobber was at that time. Now I do. And then he got killed at his house, reportedly screaming at kids on his property, waving guns around, whatever really happened. And then I listened to Bill Cooper, and it was like incredible stuff about 9/11's coming and like all this really smart stuff. And I was like, God, I didn't know this guy was this smart. Because a lot of what he did was really, he was a great radio host, amazing atmosphere, almost maybe even as good as somebody like another late great Art Bell. I mean, once he was dead, and people were telling me, like, Jones ripped off William Cooper. You know, it's William Cooper. So I said, well, let me hear who this guy is. So I went and listened to archives of it, because the Internet was just getting where it had archives then. And I was like, man, this guy's amazing. So I think William Cooper was amazing. I think he was a tortured soul, a veteran, highly decorated gunboat captain. I learned all about him later. But I'm my own guy, and I do my own show, and I'm not the UFO guy. But I learned the media gave him attention for UFOs. He didn't really cover that very much. So he was a great guy, amazing. I have nothing but respect for William Cooper. We'll be right back with straight ahead with your phone calls, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
One last breath before wind blows.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Lock up your wife and children now. Because now you've got some company. Horsemen are drawing nearer. The funny thing is, once they get there, it's like you've done it before, now you're alive. What kills you is this stagnant wimp society. So choose your fate. Yeah! Choose your fate. You've been dying since the day you were born. You know it's all been planned. Fight of your life. It's all about. They come to take your life. Onto the dead of night. You see the four horsemen ride. So choose your fate. Yeah! Let's go to Bob and then Michael. Bob in the great state of Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Excellent. Thank you, Alex. It is a pleasure to talk to you. I've been listening to you since 9/11. But the person you really should be talking to, his name is Michael McKibben. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. But
Michael McKibben?
Michael McKibben. He is the CEO of Leader Technologies. He's been fighting Facebook, Google, Apple, all of those tech giants for
Slow down real quick. CEO of what?
He's the CEO of Leader Technologies.
All right, we'll look into it.
Excellent. He's been fighting the tech giants for almost 20 years, or at 20 years, because they hired a very, very good lawyer, and he was the mentor of a certain person you probably know. Her name was Hillary Clinton. Her mentor for being an attorney was a patent attorney. His name was James P. Schumer III. He was also the guy who wrote all the intellectual property laws for the United States. He took their technology, which allowed scalable social media, and gave it to what's called the, not only DARPA, but gave it to the IBM Eclipse Foundation. They gave it to Microsoft, Apple, Google.
Sure, I know DARPA developed it in the 60s and 70s. That's known. InQtel, Geospatial Group, NASA, all of it, yeah.
Yes, yes, sir, yes. And what happened was is that they took that and then spread it. Instead of using it as a tool to raise humanity, what you're always trying to do.
Well, sure, it was supposed to be a tool for communication, and it was supposed to be a tool to defeat the Soviet Union, but instead they're using it now as a tool of oppression.
Absolutely, yes, sir. And Michael McKibben, actually, he was one of the...
Yeah, no, I've actually heard of Michael McKibben now that you said the name. We should... Can we still... Can you get Michael McKibben on?
I can reach out to some people. I can reach out to Douglas Gabriel, who also used to work for NSA and has been working, doing research with him.
Well, sure. Anybody comes on gets demonized because they want to shut down communication. But regardless, we should. I mean, look, one of the main inventors of the internet, I wasn't Al Gore. He's come out at MIT and said we've got to stop this big tech takeover that is tyrannical as well. So the good news is the original people that built this now say it's evil.
Absolutely. It is evil. It's for improvement. That's what they're using to improve. There's actually...
Well, psychological warfare, exactly. It makes you depressed. It controls you.
Yes. Yes, sir. there's a way that, President Trump could defeat the tech giants today with one signature.
Tell us, because the president's listening.
Yes, it's called the Miller Act notice, and he's been sent a copy. The Miller Act is for people that do government contract work, and they haven't been paid. It's like someone who works on a house or a plumber, but they haven't been paid. It kind of puts a lien on the house. This is the way that government contractors could be compensated. So McKibben's attorneys have actually filed a Miller Act notice to be paid by the federal government for the technology that they stole and gave to all the tech giants. If they did that, it would establish ownership, bypass the courts, and also make them liable for all of the licensing fees.
No, that's a great idea, and I've heard of that. Just the fact that big tech's working with China to suppress their population, I'm not an authoritarian guy. You ally with the worst authoritarians ever? I mean, I would support the president arresting every one of these people. We have probable cause. We have overwhelming evidence. Arrest them. Seize everything. Like I saw seizures going on, you know, that Trump's sending people after some of these other corporations that have been involved in corruption. And the media goes, oh, my God, it's terrible. You know, Trump says it's corrupt, and then they SWAT team them. No, that's what's going on. These people are out of control. And so we need to move against them. God bless you, Bob. Put Bob on hold. Daria. And Daria's a great producer. She's producing three shows right now. She used to get a helper. So I'm telling Daria on air, get another great hard-charging producer to hand these off to, because this caller is absolutely on target with what he's saying. Okay, let's talk to Dominic and then Michael. Ted Cruz signs being removed, social media banning InfoWars. If you haven't seen it, there's a bunch of videos, but some of these out of Houston are like people becoming demon-possessed. We'll cue it up to the end of the segment. People won't believe it. Like, I hate Ted Cruz. And all this. I mean, these people are out of control. They've seen way too many Harry Potter movies. But Dominic, what's on your mind, my friend?
Alex, I just wanted to say thank you for everything you've done. I met you 22 years ago. I was doing a Big Brothers Big Sisters commercials at the Austin Access Television. And so I've always listened to you. I just wanted to talk about all the signs that were being removed, and I actually saw that happen in South Austin, where they had a bunch of Beto signs removing Ted Cruz's and putting Beto signs up.
Oh, yeah. These are authoritarians, man. They do not believe in speech.
Not at all. And the interesting thing, it's a small minority, like you stated. I've seen all this come to pass, you know, and like I said, I met you so long ago, but I've always been a fan.
God bless you.
I remember, well, God bless you too. And, you know, I really wanted to just reach out to you and say, hey, you know, I'm really proud of everything you've done. And, you know, I've sent your links to everybody I know. There's 11 of us in my family, and we all listen to you. So. My dad was a World War II guy. He was a desert rat, and my brother served in Vietnam. And so we understand what you're doing, and we know that it's easy for everyone to dispel what you're saying, but they can't back it up with any kind of substantial fact.
And that's why they want to shut us down. And that you're doing that word of mouth with your great family and your ancestors that were in the North African War and all of that is beautiful. And it's that power of you as the individual taking action that's defeating them. It's why they've turned loose these throngs, the people that act like they're demon possessed. So their operating system is hatred of humanity. That's their uniform.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I worked with Chuck Oudrasy on what was originally Behold the Pale Horse, now, you know, Revelations. And so, you know, all these people that we've all run in the same circles, and it's because we understand the fight. We understand what we're, you know, standing up to. And they'll cheat, they'll lie, they'll do anything to create a false narrative to get everybody out of the way so that they can move forward with their
That's what they're doing. They're selfish, horrible people. God bless you, Dominic. More straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. They hope you don't spread those links. Free shipping storewide right now. It's about to end. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
As you've seen, the NPC meme has gone mega viral, and it has actually sparked a new meme war, and in fact a meme challenge issued by Alex Jones today. That is the NPC meme challenge. So naturally, I had to get in on the fun, and I had to have a submission for the NPC meme challenge. So here is my submission for the NPC meme challenge. Guys, cue the music.
I will remember you.
the good times that we had. I let them slip away from us when things got bad. How clearly I first saw you smiling in the sun. I want to feel your warmth upon me. I want to be the one. I will remember you. Will you remember me? Don't let your life pass you by and weep not for.
Raise awareness for all the lost NPCs out there.
Pass you by and weep not for the memories. Don't let your life pass you by and weep not for the memories.
Remember and raise awareness for all the lost NPC souls out there. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. My contribution to the NPC meme war. Should I start singing? Oh, it's too good. We will remember Bernie. He is so NPC. Oh. We raise awareness for all the NPCs out there because non-players are players too. Don't let your meadow.
I will remember you.
Seriously, folks, we're raising awareness.
Will you?
All the lost NPCs out there, stuck in an interdimensional loop, bound to mental nothingness,
and weep not for the memories.
Yes, that's right.
Remember all the good.
We honor all the lost that NPCs that will never be able to break free of their NPC loop. Never be able to go into a different dimension because they're stuck in an infinite loop. They are the non-player characters coming to a town near you in the form of a Trump protest, coming to a town near you in the form of a women's march, coming to a town near you in a resist Kavanaugh movement, coming to the latest Hollywood film, on the stage of all the late night comedy shows. We remember the lost NPCs stuck in an infinite loop of radical leftist ideology.
And weep not for the memories.
And we don't weep for the memories.
I will
remember. But we do remember.
You.
All right.
Will you remember me?
Here we go back into the loop. We're back in the loop, guys.
Well, then tell me what it is. I'm just asking you, what is an NPC? I'm asking you what an NPC is. I'm asking you a question, man. You won't answer. I've asked you 9 times. What is an NPC? Can you answer the question, man? You're a news guy. You're a reporter.
you. Let's go to Michael calling in from Georgia. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Ellen, how are you tonight?
Wide awake. Hello?
Good. Hey, is this the greatest country in the world?
Oh, I don't know. You know, everyone basically risks their life to come here. Hell, they're even getting gang raped just to get here. But I don't know. I guess that means it's pretty great, Michael.
You know, but you tell us that our government for 70 years has been poisoning us with a campaign of fluorinated water. They've created GMOs to make us weak and sick and fat. They have actually created vaccines to make us all autistic and poisonous. You tell us our vote is it's completely rigged. Our election system is corrupt like a third world government, like a banana republic. You tell us that our government was beyond 9/11. Our government was behind Sandy Hook. Our government was behind Oklahoma City. Our government was behind Boston bombing. That our government is evil. And Democrats, you say, are domestic terrorists. Half of my neighborhood, you consider Democrats are domestic terrorists. And this is the greatest country in the world?
You're damn right.
Oh, okay. Our government poisons us. And
where would you rather live? Hold on. This is a great conversation. A, are you disagreeing with any of the things that I'm reporting that you're claiming here?
Well, absolutely, because the American Dental Association, which I believe Alex's father's a member of, says fluorination of water is one of the greatest things that's ever happened as far as dental
really?
Cavities.
Point me to the scientific study that shows ingesting fluoride is good for dental hygiene. Point me to that study, please.
Well, it's the American Dental Association that says it. Look on their website. Do you say our government sprays chemtrails in the air to poison us?
Dude, so we have a corrupt government. You're missing the point. The concept of America and independence is what we love, and that's what makes this country great.
Well, the country's great, but our government's poisoning us. The government's great, and they're actually...
Yeah, they're sold out to globalism. They're sold out to eugenists. That's what I'm trying to stop.
What about
at least I can still try to stop it.
What about Saudi Arabia and Trump? Do you believe they did a $110 billion deal with them?
But he I don't like it. I don't like Saudi Arabia bombing Yemen. I don't like Saudi Arabia being head of the UN Rights Commission when women don't have any rights. I report on all of this.
Oh, but Trump's all for them. He's in their back pocket. They're in his back pocket. You don't care about that?
I do. What are you talking about? I just said it right here. What do you mean I don't care about it? I report on it all the time.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Are you? But you're totally for Trump. You cannot criticize.
Yeah, I'm for Trump. Oh my gosh, I'm not a cult member, and I realize Trump's not perfect.
No one said he's perfect, but right now he is actually capitulating. They murdered a reporter in Turkey. And if every single sign leads to that. You told us. I saw Alex Jones cry like a baby. Oh, so bad. He's crapped all over Trump. The next Monday, he was fine with it. You look like a fool sitting next to him. Seriously, you sat there looking like an idiot next to Alex as he cried like a baby. I've never seen
innocent. Yeah, you're right. He cried because we were being led to believe that innocent people in Syria were getting bombed, and then our president was going along with a false narrative, which maybe he did capitulate to a little bit, and yeah, we didn't like it.
He cried like a baby. What kind of psychologically screwed up person cries like a baby, Owen? On TV?
What? What are you talking about? You've never cried?
Have you ever seen Owen Cooper cry on TV?
Hold on, Michael. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do NPC bots cry?
I don't know if I see him ever online and crying on TV like.
No, but I'm asking, can NPCs cry?
What's an NPC?
Oh, can you cry?
Well, sure, I cry when my child's sick. I cry when my mother died. I cried when my best friend died at his funeral, but I don't sob like a baby on television. And, oh, and he was so bad.
Oh, Wilbur.
And that's what's so wrong, Owen. He crapped all over us. If Donald Trump calls me tomorrow, I will tell him he's not the man I am. My TV's watching me.
You're a huge fan. You, like, remember all the quotes. Did you just watch that? Did you just rewatch that?
No, I've been watching Alex Jones for 25 years laughing at him since he was on cable access in Austin.
Well, then the joke's on you, bud.
The joke's on me because I laugh at a guy and watch him for entertainment. Like
for 25 years, you've been wasting your time, according to your own analysis, watching Alex Jones. Yes.
No, I've got a ton of entertainment value out of watching Alex Jones being a complete clown on TV and you being his little sidekick, his little buddy. Hey, Alex, when he sobbed like a baby, you should have seen your face, and I know you have. You look like you were mortified. You look like you were so embarrassed sitting there next to a sobbing
man. We actually got an NPC to call in.
I don't know. What is an NPC?
No, it's all good, dude. You don't realize it yet.
I don't know what you're talking about. I know that you call yourself legitimate news services. Tell me one other reporter besides Walter Cronkite, when President Kennedy was shot, he had a little tear coming out of his eye. He had to take his glasses off and wipe his eye. And
hold on, guys. This is breaking. The NPC is claiming that Alex Jones is different than every other newsman on television. This is breaking. The NPC. Alex Jones is different than every other newsman you've ever seen. Wow. Thank you, NPC. Anything else?
What is an NPC? What is an NPC, man? I don't know your vernacular.
Vernacular?
I don't understand what an NPC is. Could you tell me? I know what a social justice warrior is. I know what MAGMA means. I know a lot of other things, but I don't know the term. What is an NPC? It's a legitimate question. You're calling me an NPC, and I'm just asking, what the hell is that?
Is he still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just asking, would you tell me what an NPC is?
This is just incredible. We got an NPC to call in, so I'm just trying to get everything out of you before we...
What is an NPC?
All right, have we reached the end of your programming loop?
No, I'm just saying that you sat next to a guy that was sobbing like a baby.
All right, so he's going back in the loop. Here we go.
No, tell me one other reporter in the history of broadcasting.
Here goes the loop. He's going into the loop. This is amazing.
Going into the loop, I'm asking you to tell me one other reporter.
No, I know. You already did. We already went there. This is amazing. This is an NPC in live time. Do you forget what the conversation we just had 2 minutes ago? Did you already forget it?
I haven't forgotten anything. I've asked you 9 times what an NPC is. I don't even know.
Here, we go back into the loop. We're back in the loop, guys.
Well, then tell me what it is. I'm just asking you, what is an NPC? I'm asking you what an NPC is. I'm asking you a question, man. You won't answer. I've asked you 9 times. What is an NPC? Can you answer the question, man? You're a news guy. You're a reporter.
You.
What is that? What is initials for an NPC?
You.
I know beta male. I know an alpha male. I know all your other terms. I'm asking I'm an NPC. So what does that mean? Do I piss standing up? Do I piss sitting down? What does an NPC mean? You can't even answer.
Do you piss at all?
No, I felt this.
All right, that's incredible. We just had a live NPC on air. We just had the live NPC on air call into this show. We had to dump him. His infinite loop cracked. EPA reverses itself on fluoride. Oh, this is responding to the NPC that just called in. How about the studies about, you know, fluoride lowering IQ? But you know, okay, let's even say that fluoride is good for you. Okay, let's even say fluoride is good for you. Okay, so you don't give a toddler the same amount of fluoride you give an adult. That's mass drugging. Okay, so I mean, it's just ridiculous. Is there any doctor out there that's going to say you give the same amount of a drug to an adult as a toddler, so just throw it in the water? Of course not. It's ridiculous. I'm sorry, we had to address the NPC. Let's go to Mark in Carolina. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, man. I'm a little speechless after that last caller.
Wow. That was fun.
Wasn't that something? I was going to say, circle back to an earlier story, Beto O'Rourke. He's keeping that war chest because he's playing. He knows he's going to lose. And he's planning a run against Trump in 2020 because the Democrats have an open field.
Well, yeah, he may plan on that, but that's not happening. He can't even beat Ted Cruz. How is he going to beat Donald Trump?
Well, he's putting up a pretty good fight down there in Texas.
No, not really. I mean, he, okay, well, he is putting up a good fight, but he's still way behind.
You think about, okay, so Texas is kind of a microcosm for the rest of the country, right? Like, it's just one little bit.
Are you worried that Pedo is going to get elected?
No, not at all.
Like, oh, okay. But, so you think, yeah. Even if he loses, though, you think he'd double down for president after losing?
I do. I mean, look what he's up against. He's got Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, Cory Booker. Yeah. I think.
Okay. You know what? I do actually see what you're saying. Because he is kind of like this cult figure now, they like think that they could maybe just continue the cult momentum.
Yeah. And he's got that whole, hey, I'm the cool socialist, I'm the young Bernie kind of thing going on. Yeah. I can see him holding that war chest to go run against Trump in 2020.
You know, maybe. He could try to do something like that down the road, but I'm telling you, they're planning on running Hillary. She controls the whole Democrat apparatus. The only way they're getting any funding is if Hillary allows it at this point. And they just saw the story now, $1 billion. So we go from overnight, Democrats so broke, they're begging Beto for money, to the next night, $1 billion for the Democrats, record setting fundraising. I mean, they're going to run Hillary. She's got all the money.
You really think the Democrats are that, I mean, they could be that stupid to run a two-time loser for a third loss.
I mean, I know it sounds crazy, and believe me, I hate reporting this because I realize it sounds so crazy, but if I didn't feel it in my gut and I didn't see all the signs around me, I wouldn't be saying it. I really think they're going to run her again. That is if she's even alive, but they'll roll her out in an iron lung.
Exactly what I was thinking.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.